Woman's successful battle against blood cancer. Being diagnosed with blood cancer did not slow a Latchington woman down, and she exercised every day while in hospital having intense chemotherapy. Now, Jill Windsor, 63, has spoken out about being diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia in August 2020. And she hopes her story will help raise awareness for other women facing the same or similar symptoms. The delivery driver has always been an exercise fanatic, and soon after the first lockdown was announced, she started to notice that she was getting breathless surprisingly quickly. It was happening when she went for a run or a bike ride, and Jill said, "I've been running for over 10 years, so I was thinking, what's wrong with me?" She also noticed a lump in her groin that was painful and hurt when she walked and sat down. Her GP prescribed antibiotics, which didn't seem to make a difference, and so they scheduled a scan for a hernia. By this point, Jill's breathlessness was getting worse, and she was struggling to walk upstairs or even just down the road. But she dismissed it as her fitness getting worse due to the lockdowns. The hernia scan came back negative, but the doctors noticed Jill's lymph nodes had swollen up, and she was waking up in the night with severe sweats, so they booked her in for a blood test. Jill remembered going for the blood test on August the 17th, and being called by the doctor the following evening to say she had to go straight to A&E as she was severely anemic. In the days before that, Jill had also noticed a strange rash on her forearms, with pinky brown bruises all the way down. At A&E, Jill stayed for two nights, had various tests, and was given a bone marrow biopsy. She was called back into hospital, and the following day, was told she had acute myeloid leukemia. Jill said, "I turned round to them and said, so, am I going to die?" But once the doctors confirmed she had a 70% chance of survival, Jill said, "Bring it on." She explained, "I love a challenge. I try and see the funny side or the optimistic side of things. I saw it as a bit of a challenge, really." She became interested in all the treatments she was having and would talk to other people in a similar position to her. Hospital waiting rooms became a great place to bond. During her first round of chemotherapy, she had to stay in hospital for a month. Jill said, "I found a physio room in there that has an exercise bike and some weights and a gym ball, so I used to disappear off once breakfast had gone down for an hour or so, just doing exercise. Otherwise, you're just sitting around feeling sorry for yourself." She continued, "I never really dwelled on what I was in there for. As far as I knew, I was going to get better." After 4 weeks of chemotherapy, the doctors carried out another blood bone marrow biopsy and told Jill she was in remission. Since then, Jill says her recovery has been textbook. She did lose her hair due to the strong chemo needed before her stem cell transplant, but she said, "I was quite interested to see what it looked like. I fancied curly hair." Jill's love for exercise was one of the things that was very helpful to her recovery, the doctors told her.